Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. Have you ever had a broken heart? Are you still carrying grief from the past? Are you longing to experience greater intimacy now? Our topic today is From Broken Heart to Open Heart, Opening to the Love in the Fires of Grief. Today I have master healers and teachers Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry here to discuss the intimacy that becomes possible when you heal your grief. If you want to turn your broken heart into an open heart, stay tuned for the show. Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry are founders of The Missing Thread, and they were my teachers in the Missing Thread Mystery School, where I just graduated as a body story expert. Kirk and Donnie have spoken around the world, sharing stages with an amazing collection of coaches and healers. When they speak from the stage, people get healed. From personal experience, I can tell you Kirk and Donnie are amazing healers and brilliant teachers, and you're in for a treat. Let's welcome Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Kirk and Donnie.
Well, hi, Lynette.
That's great to hear your voice and to be with you.
Yes, we're so thrilled to be here with you.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful to hear you, too. So to begin, I have a question for both of you. Mm-hmm. What is your experience with a broken heart, and how has that impacted the work you're doing now? And Donnie, let's begin with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Lynette. Well, I think the work of healing a broken heart is, in some ways, at the base of our work at The Missing Thread. Working with the stories that get lodged in our bodies and freeing ourselves from those things. Just like anyone, I have my own history of broken hearts from all kinds of different things, from people dying in romantic relationships and life situations, all whole very, very different situations. And when I first began to seriously look at my grief or look at it and say, what is this all composed of, one of the first concepts I came to was, what would it be like as I'm experiencing my grief to treat myself as if I were my own best friend? Now, we all have had the experience of when we've been with somebody around with grief, and we know what words, what things, what advice that we would give them, or if it were a child, if it were our own child that was grieving, we would know just intuitively what to say. So my question to myself was, well, if I would do that for my own best friend, why can't I do it for myself? So this is the work that I began. You know, this is even before I met Kirk, and of healing myself, of finding ways to nurture myself, and just feeling that I feel that I want to have self-worth enough to be able to love myself so much that I'm willing to literally hold myself, place my arms around myself, or everyone knows I love my stuffed animals, and and find those positive, nurturing ways to help me with my grief. And I'll just say one more thing, I'll hand it over to Kirk, is what I've ultimately found about my grief is that it's not a question of getting rid of it, and we're over our grief, now we can go on with the rest of our life. It's more of a question of integrating the grief into our lives. So that it's not on top and we're not paralyzed by it anymore, but it just becomes part of who we are. And it's just a part of our makeup, part of the landscape of our personality. It's really another way of our grief. It helps us to find compassion.
Mm.
those are some broad strokes.
Yeah. Some other broad strokes. My story of grief.
Hello?
Can you hear it?
Oh, okay, I can hear you now. You just
good. So my.
I don't know if anyone else can hear Kirk. I can't hear him.
You cannot hear. Okay.
Okay, there you're back again.
Back again. Okay.
It's fading in and out. At least
okay.
On my end here.
Great. So we'll hold it very close. That's a good metaphor. Hold it close. So talking about moving from a broken heart to an open heart, and how grief is really the connecting force of all of that. You can't really have joy unless you've had grief. You know, right at the edge of our grief is our joy. You know, there is a biblical passage that says, "Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy." And I know for myself, my own story of, you know, brief period of time growing up and where I was sexually abused. And of course, you know, what gets lost in all of that, the innocence and some of the dreams and that happen in all of that. By the time I was in my 30s, my mother was still living at that point in time, and I was a psychotherapist and working with people who had AIDS. And what I knew that I was able to tell her one day was, I said, "You know, Mom, you know a lot of people who have died, but actually I know hundreds more people personally who have died than you have experienced in your whole lifetime." So grief and being able to open up and what Donnie was saying, integrate, I'd use the word even expand, so that it's not about closing your heart or contracting your heart or shielding your heart. It's actually about being able to let that broken heart, those broken dreams, that broken innocence, all those leavings actually become part of the gift of what you're holding in ecstasy. Like Rumi, you know, one of my guides and teachers is ecstasy is really when you have the capacity to hold all feelings. So you just keep expanding. And what I know from having those years, especially of losing so many friends and family members and partners of all sorts, that as I opened my heart, it just got bigger. And so instead of contracting, my heart actually opened up and have a greater capacity for loving both myself and the world and all that is because of this process of moving through grief.
Beautifully said. I was especially moved when you said to let our broken dreams and in the loss of innocence, those things leaving, to let that become of what you're holding in a place of ecstasy. That really touches me very deeply. What would you say to someone who is experiencing a broken heart, like right now? And you could actually speak to me personally, because my partner is leaving me right now. He's just informed me last week, and I'm going through that grief right now. So maybe in speaking to me, just actually, don't even make it personally about me in this moment, but what would you say to anyone listening who's going through a broken heart right now in whatever form?
Yeah, what I'm aware of is probably everybody on the planet's going through a broken heart right now.
Yes.
There are so many broken promises, so many broken dreams, so many things that people are feeling the change that is painful and disturbing to them. And so, you know, you don't have to go outside of your own world to experience that, and yet you turn on the TV and then you've got the broad strokes of those broken dreams. And so, for me, everything starts and ends with compassion. It's what my beloved just said about being your own best friend. You know, what you would offer and compassion to hold, to care for, to listen, to embrace, to be without judgment, to give your greatest gifts of wisdom and thought and, you know, all of that compassion, if you can give that to yourself and let that be the starting place of the journey through the grief, that you have no judgment. You know, you came to this place of grief for what? So that you could actually activate some greater gifts of healing, so that you activate more of your wholeness, so you could activate more of your healing, and that you can not only heal yourself, but show others the way through grief and having an open heart.
Yes, and I actually have been experiencing that. I really appreciate how eloquently you state that. The first night, I noticed that my heart opened. It felt the size of the universe. Mm-hmm. And even though it was excruciatingly painful, it was also a very, very beautiful experience. And many things that I was blind to before, I suddenly saw. And I appreciate that wisdom.
Yeah. I'd even throw a quick spin for people listening and for you, Lynette, right now, is what I know about grief is there may be a loss in the present, and for you it's very fresh and probably raw even. But every time we experience grief, it's kind of like we're dipping into this whole reservoir of grief that we've accumulated over our life. And so when you tap into that grief, you're not only tapping into that moment in this experience of whatever it is that you're feeling the loss about, you're feeling all the losses that you've ever experienced. So being compassionate with yourself that, oh, yeah, you know, what I'm opening up is a deep reservoir of grief that I'm neutralizing some of the pain, and I'm being able to hold all of that with compassion. The other piece about grief that I know too, kind of teaching right into it, but is that not only are you tapping into your own life of grief, but you're tapping into early on, I met lots of healers who talked about when people tap into their grief, sometimes what they slip into is what they call the grief. You know, and that's where we're tapping into what's going on the planet, the unfinished business in the planet. So there's a lot of grief work for us all to do, and it's never separate from this moment into the deep parts of your life, and never separate from really the bigger grief that is our collective grief. So. And grief is really a gift to us to heal, but we seldom think of it that way.
You're listening. We'll be right back. Okay, so you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Kirk and Donnie will share more about the intimacy that becomes possible when we heal our grief. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and or her newsletters. Now through April 5th, save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th. So act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. My guests today are master healers and teachers Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry, who are talking with us about healing our grief and opening to intimacy. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Kirk and Donnie. Could you give us your contact information for our listeners?
Sure. I think the easiest thing to do is just go to our website, which is www.themissingthread.com, and there you'll find our contact information. You'll also find the opportunity to opt into free videos that we have, a five-part video course that I'm sure will help you with your path as well.
Great. And what's the five-part video on? What's the topic?
Oh, this is about our work, about uncovering body stories, about what the work entails. Well, I mean, we'll do a little bit more of that here on the show today. This will give you an opportunity to go through your own process, and of course, an abbreviated way. But over a period of 5 days, you'll get a video a day, and this is, of course, a free gift to you.
Wonderful. So that's at themissingthread.com.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Great. So, Kirk, I know you have wonderful teaching on archetypes, and we don't have time to get into all six of them today.
Mm-hmm.
But can you tell us about the archetype of the lover as it applies to our topic?
So, yeah, and I'm sure just anybody, oh, lover, what are we going to talk about? but that's the juiciness of all of these archetypes. And the lover is clearly one about dropping or transforming our grief so that we can be available to intimacy. And intimacy means your connection with everything. So it has everything to do with your intimate connections to partners, lovers, friends, family, spouses, all of those kinds of things, but also has to do with your relationship with your own body, has to do with your relationship to the earth, has to do with your relationship with money. So it has to do with your ability to be available to receive. You know, as A Course in Miracles says, you know, giving and receiving are one and the same. Well, the lover knows that that experience of giving out and receiving are one and the same. And if there's an archetype that is really needed right now in the planet, is that we need to be able to radically self-love, to be able to receive the abundance that the universe, God, Goddess, all that is, wants for us to have and for us to tap into that knowingness as a real experience. So the archetype of the lover has everything to do with healing our grief. But healing our grief, so what? That our tears turn into joy, that our sadness becomes gladness. And that means abundance and money, as well as resources, as well as the intimacy of our bodies and our pleasure. So it's yummy stuff.
That is very yummy. And what stood out to me was when you mentioned money as far as intimacy and the lover. Could you say a little more about that?
Sure, sure. It's kind of like if you get the image of a shield. You know, a shield is a great thing if you're at war and somebody's shooting arrows at you. And so what grief does a lot of times is becomes like hard shield. And we put it up over our hearts, and so it protects us from being wounded. And that's how it served us. And it also insulates us from receiving anything. And that's how we are with whether it's any form of love. And if you think of money as just one of the many energies available to support us, to give us loving support, that we've got this shield up, and we're saying, you know, no, got a broken heart, and I'm not going to get hurt again. I'm not going to ask for help again, because every time I did in the past, I didn't get what I wanted. So, it's this shield that's up that insulates one from actually receiving the abundance of the universe, including money.
I get that. That's very beautifully said. I hadn't thought of it that way with money before. I thought of it in terms of relationship, but yes. not in terms of finances.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, when you consider that money is an energy, it's I know we have a lot of baggage around it, but it is an energy. Just like love is it would be a denser form of energy than love, but it's all spiritual energy.
Yes.
And we can, it's in itself, of course, it's just neutral. It's not good or bad. We certainly put things upon it. We think it's good or bad, but it's just neutral, and it can be used in various ways. And and that's where some of our problems with accepting money, having abundance, come from.
Sure. I mean, we work with entrepreneurs and healers and change agents all the time. And what we find is when we help people clear out and shift their stories that are their grief stories, which are their intimacy stories, that they're more available to all the intimacies that the universe has to offer them, including money.
Mm.
And when you specifically work on being able to receive and being willing to receive, to be worthy to receive, all of those kinds of things that, you know, you can't grow up in the cultures and the religions and the society that we all have and the families that we all have and not have some issues and stories around all those things. So receiving is not something we do with any kind of ease or grace.
Yeah.
And that's really showing up in our personal lives, in our culture, and globally around thinking that there's a lack of resources, including money, available to us at all times. Well, you know, that's really a lie. The universe never lacks in being able to give us what we need when we need it, so that we can really be in our love and our purpose.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I believe, it's not so much, it is not that the universe doesn't want to give us things. In fact, the universe cannot wait to give us everything. Mm-hmm. It's just that we are refusing to receive it, and that's what we're experiencing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll share that my money work has to do with deserving. So I have this thing about deserving the money. So even the other day, a vendor gave a concession on a bill and wanted to offer me a financial concession, and I wanted to say to her, I'm not deserving. I caught myself. I did not say that, because I know that's my issue. So I was able to say, I receive with gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
But it came up for me, and that was my shield of resisting some abundance that somebody wanted to just give me. So there you are.
That's wonderful. So it starts with the awareness, catching
yourself
that you were doing that. I believe it's time for a break. So I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, radio for your body and soul. When we return, I'm going to be very brave and open to healing my grief live on the air with the amazing guidance of Kirk and Donnie. Stay tuned, and you'll get to experience a live healing. We'll be right back.
Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money back. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine and you can sleep on that.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life 70 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss. Call or complete program and discount details.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. I have Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry here talking about transforming our broken hearts into open hearts. They've generously agreed to help me heal my grief and open to intimacy live with you today. As I go through this process, I invite you to heal your grief with me. So, Kirk and Donnie, we have about 9 minutes that we could go through a little process. I know it wouldn't be complete, but all things are process. And I'm going to hand it over to you to lead me through taking a step in healing the grief that I'm experiencing in this moment.
And the grief is at least precipitated by a partner leaving at this point, choosing to leave out of your life, right?
Yes. It was a week ago that he came home and said that he met another woman and he'd fallen in love with her.
Yeah.
And was leaving me for her.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Yeah, leaving for her. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, again, every part of everybody's process start and close with compassion. So at any point, if you start noticing, oh, I shouldn't feel that, well, that's exactly what you should feel. So allowing yourself to just notice. But
I've
so
been
you know,
everything.
Yeah. So if you're feeling everything, to really allow yourself and welcome that, and into just like you would your own best friend, you know, hold yourself and allow those feelings to be there. You know, I'm wondering. You know, there are lots of ways in which we can kind of set out a process for you. One way would just be, you know, so Lynette, what are you feeling in your body right now?
I've been having this really intense feeling like a burning and crushing in my chest.
Okay. Over your heart?
In the center of my chest.
Yeah.
And it goes in my throat, but mostly in my chest.
Okay. So burning over your chest and your heart, and it goes into your throat. So part of what we teach everybody is, you know, your body never lies. So your body's giving you some information about where this grief is hanging out. And again, this grief is not just about this leaving, but about other leavings that have happened to you. And so as you bring your compassion and healing energy to your heart and to your throat. So your throat's also a place of speaking your truth and love. So it's probably going to be a really important time for you to be compassionate towards yourself, but also an important time for you to really speak your truth and love, so that you're not holding on to this grief, but allowing it some grace to dissipate. As you speak your truth in love. And that doesn't necessarily speak truth in love to your former partner, but simply letting the universe know. So it might be sitting down across from a chair and speaking as if you were speaking to him. And just kind of letting go of anything that you might feel, however rational or irrational or whatever it is that you might be feeling. As I'm going through all this, take a nice big breath.
Yeah, when you spoke, I know that my dad also, at the end of our relationship, gotten involved with another woman when we were still together, and that had been a very big pain for me, and I could see, I'd held back speaking what I have to say in those moments. There's a sense of being unlovable, you know, unworthy, mm-hmm. when feeling someone else was lovable and you're not, kind of feeling.
Yeah.
So could you maybe help me think of something that I could say? I mean, I know that's finding my own truth. So
sure. So what I'm hearing already is that, you know, Donnie and I talk about breaking contracts. We've made agreements with ourselves, and part of and it's funny, the commercial that was even on before we came on was about losing weight, but you're going to drop some weight, and dropping weight means you've been carrying the weight of others for a long time, and so my hunch is that probably even had to do with one parents or both of your parents, and then got manifested in your son's father, and now even in this relationship where it may have even looked like he was carrying the weight for the two of you at times, but you were carrying probably the emotional weight of the relationship. And so carrying the weight. So there might be some simple statement that you can make first to him with an empty chair is, you know, I set myself free from carrying all the emotional weight for both of us.
And I would, my feeling right now is that you might even, before you even start to do words, I'm feeling like you should probably think about sounds. Like if you can't find what words to say, if you're having trouble with words, you should start with a sound.
You know what's coming up for me
Yeah, yeah.
This sense of when you mentioned about a parent, I'd always had this feeling, you know, whether it's founded in reality or not. When I was little, I always had the feeling that my dad really loved my sister, who was older than me. And then when my brother was born after me, I always had the sense that he really loved him, too. And mm-hmm. I always felt like I was the one that could never, like, win his approval. So when you say this, I can feel the sense of, you know, with both of these cases, having another woman being involved, of me being not good enough, the other person getting love and me not getting love.
Yes, yes.
So I feel like maybe that's what needs to be addressed, this feeling that this other person is lovable, but I'm not.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can really feel that feels like a weight in my chest.
Yes, yes, yeah. And see how beautiful this is? Just even starting to play with this, you're going to get to the truth that's going to set you free so that you can clear this out and detoxify it, and that you can ultimately break the contract. So, you know, what are you ultimately going for is, you know, I am worthy. And that's the truth that's going to set you free. Now,
I felt this charge go through my body, and I feel like I'm going to start, you know, crying. But I also felt like a really positive, like a hunger, like I'm hungry for that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, part of what happens when we start tapping into clearing some of this grief is, you know, what is grief about? So you may need to, like Donnie said, you know, make some sounds, to be angry, and just to let some of that out so that you can get to, though, I'm worthy.
Yeah.
And keep coming back to, but that's the ultimate truth. You know, I'm not carrying this emotional weight for us anymore. I'm not carrying it for you, and I am worthy.
Yeah, I can feel that. I'll definitely work with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work with that tonight. I appreciate that. So with breaking the contract, you think just saying, I'm not carrying this weight anymore, and I am worthy, I think just saying that, maybe like a hand gesture and some making some noise.
Yeah, I mean, the key of the work that you know, we're inviting you in and you're familiar with, but maybe the listeners kind of like, what in the world are they talking about? but is to engage the body in an experience. And that comes through voice, it comes through sound, it comes through movement, it comes through breath, because all of those things move energy and allow you to have an experience. And your unconscious mind does not reject experience. It does reject you just saying to yourself, oh, well, I should be worthy, you know, or I should feel worthy, or I am worthy. And you're just kind of saying that in your head. That's great, but your body's not going to register that, and your unconscious mind's just going to kick it out. So, yeah, getting to what's the truth, and to, you know, stomp your feet, stand up, take some big breaths, and to shout it out to yourself and to the universe in some safe place or in a park or wherever, you know, I am worthy. I am worthy, until you feel it in every fiber of your being, especially over your heart and your throat, because that's going to be your litmus test, since that's where you're feeling some of this, and this is where the stories probably of being unworthy have been hanging out.
Mm-hmm. And this is why, and just to clue in the listeners, why it's important to break this contract now, because if you hold on to the contract, you're likely to attract another man in who will repeat the same pattern.
Sure.
By breaking the contract, you will invite a different energy in.
Yes,
I'm very ready for that. I'm standing. When you said stand up and stomp your feet, I don't want to stomp my feet because I don't know how that'll sound on the radio. But I'm standing up. I am proclaiming to the universe, and I invite anyone else who wants to proclaim with me wherever you are, in your car driving home from work or wherever you are, I am worthy. I am worthy. when we go on break, I'm going to say that until I feel it even more all the way in my body. But just
great,
even saying
great.
It, standing here, reaching my arms out, I can feel some of the heaviness start to leave my body.
Yeah. Great. And so that, you know, I mean, what you're modeling for people listening and going through this very quickly, obviously, if you had a little more time, we could really listen to how your body is, engage your body, and proclaim the truth that's going to set you free as you clear this contract. But just in these few moments, you've already lightened up and brightened up just a bit. And when you lighten
yes.
up and brighten up, what's that mean? That means the energy that's going out to the universe and the messages that you're sending out to the universe are different than they were before. And getting back to your earlier question about abundance and money, that's what's happening in the world right now is people are sending out all these messages of contraction, which is really in part grief. And so they're contracting and saying the world's not safe or I am not worthy. They're not saying that consciously, but they are unconsciously. So as you soften, just as you have in these few moments, you're already making yourself available to all kinds of intimacies to come into your life, including money as well as partnership.
Well, I'm open for all of that, and mm-hmm. I will continue to expand this healing. Right now, we need to go to a break, so thank you so much, Kirk and Donnie. Before
yeah.
we take a break, can you give us your contact information one more time?
Yes, it can be found at the following website, www.themissingthread.com.
Great. This is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, Kirk and Donnie will share ways to stay free after you've had a healing breakthrough. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and or her newsletters. Now through April 5th, save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th. So act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio on...
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking today with Master Healers Dr. Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry. You can find them at themissingthread.com. Our topic today is From Broken Heart to Open Heart, and we've been healing our grief live on the air. Kirk and Donnie, from our work together, I know that after a powerful breakthrough, there are many ways to deepen and continue the healing. Can you give some examples of what you might do with a client to help them stay free after they have a breakthrough? Let's start with you, Donnie.
Yes. Well, I think the important thing is to just clue people into what it's what we're talking about, staying free. Because, yes, we do see this all the time, that people do achieve some breakthrough while they're working with us, but then after a time they lose it. And it kind of works if you can think of it like this. So, you know, if somebody hasn't used their leg for a long time because they've been in a cast, and then they start getting up to walk, it's very slow. The muscle has gone atrophied. So in order to maintain the healing, they have to use it. So in achieving a breakthrough, as we've seen in our work many times, yes, they've achieved a great breakthrough. They achieved a healing, but that muscle, so to speak, is weak because it hasn't been used. So in order to keep the healing, they have to exercise it, so to speak. So this is what we're talking about, helping people to exercise that new muscle. There are various ways that we work with people or suggest. You know, it's individualized. I mean, one of the basic things is some kind of practice. Now, that's a very big word, but some kind of practice people bring into their life, and there are many, hundreds of practices, and it's individualized. So, for example, for me, I have a yoga practice. I have a breathing practice. Some people have meditation practice, but something that involves the body. Could be walking 20 minutes a day, or going to the gym, or just walking around the block. So it's something that involves the body, and this is one way that is very important to keep the healing going, sort of a basic type of thing. To keep the healing going, it's a consciousness exercise, meaning you become aware of when you're slipping back. And so it's good to have some outside support. It's good to keep maintaining nutrition, some simple basic things that really sound simple but really are fundamental to keeping a healing and a practice going, keeping one's nutrition, getting enough rest. These are very simple things that one can do.
Those are all wonderful, wonderful things to remember. Yeah. I know that it helps me to have support with, you know, mentors, coaches, and good friends holding me accountable, reminding me to get up and keep at it, and it makes such a difference.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And Kirk,
I mean, part of it is just getting the kind of this loose model in your mind of what it is, you know. So if you're a runner, you can run. If you like yoga or you do Tai Chi, or you know, all of those things are great therapeutic practices in and of themselves, but they're not the whole. So the whole is you know, our process, and the process is always coming back to compassion And then making sure that if there is any kind of toxic feeling about something, without judgment, to be able to clear that out and to speak that out. So, you know, we do a lot of kind of empty chair work where people are sitting across from an imaginary person that was in their life and just telling them what they feel or what they haven't said. And the power of that in and of itself can be so transformative. And, you know, I've seen people physically heal just through what I call completion work, by simply speaking out and detoxifying some of the stuff that they haven't allowed themselves to express, because now it's safe to do that. And then the next step, and you know, after compassion and completion work, though, is breaking that contract. So, you know, whatever that contract is, that I'm not going to hold your shame for you any longer. I'm going to set myself free from, you know, whatever it is that you've been holding on to that's in your body and your energy. And then doing what most people do as a starting place, which is to affirm the truth, you know. So if we start with I'm worthy, but you don't ever break the contract, or you don't clear out some of the toxic emotional material or energetic material in there, that affirmation never quite gets through, because it's just rejected. So when Donnie was talking about practices, you know, anything that engages the body and helps you to have an experience like breath, movement, sound, are almost always available to you at all times to really shift the energy. But you want to shift the energy with the intention that you're detoxifying and that you're breaking a contract and that you're affirming whatever the truth is. So that's the very condensed version for people. And whether people really got all of that or not, something as simple as it's just taking a big breath. So, you know, when you breathe, you change the story. So, and you've already changed the story. You can't stay in the level of depression or stuckness or fear when you're... So if nothing else, be compassionate to yourself by just taking some full breaths, knowing that energetically you're changing the story, and then adding on all those other pieces that I talked about is really going to set you free even more fully and deeply, and do what Donnie was talking about, which is strengthen those muscles that, you know, you may have had a healing experience, but you want to build on that and strengthen the muscles of those, that healing, by practicing it over and over again.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kirk. And thank you, Kirk and Donnie. It's been really great having this time with you. And you talking about, you know, the breath and doing simple steps brings me to something that I'm excited to share. I just finished creating a free gift for everyone. And I just put the final touches on it this morning. And it is an energy emergency kit. Toolkit. And it's filled with some of the kinds of tools that I learned as a body story expert, and tools that I've learned from some other places as well. So in calling attention to that, I just want to ask to the listeners, do you ever get so overwhelmed that you find it difficult to function? Have you ever damaged a relationship with someone you love as a result of being stressed to a frazzle? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever with the changes happening in the world at this time. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. I created a gift for you called the Energy Emergency Toolkit, which gives you 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes, and it's absolutely free. Go to my website, openlivenow.com, and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit so you can go from frazzled to fantastic now. And if you want to contact Kirk and Donnie, I really encourage you to check out their site, themissingthread.com. They're wonderful, wonderful healers and teachers. We just got a little sampling right now. They have so much more to offer. I send all of you a great big hug and lots of love. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, openlivenow.com. I want to thank my guests today, Kirk and Donnie.
from the missing thread for sharing this fantastic experience. I want to thank all of you for tuning into Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, I'll have Raphael Kushner, a teacher, author of 5 fantastic books, and leader in the world of emotional connection and present moment awareness. Raphael also had his heart opened by an experience of profound grief. Join us next week when we explore embracing the dark night and awakening to the light. What feels like our greatest loss can open us to our greatest gain. The dark night of the soul can be the birth of living your soul's purpose. Many blessings on your path. I'll meet you here again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.